Shalom Aleichem. Today we are completing our topic of standing up for those who are osek b'mitzvah, for those who are doing and involved in a mitzvah. And we started out by saying, based on the Mishnah and Bikurim, the concept, that's actually the source for the concept, that those who were bringing the Bikurim from throughout Eretz Yisrael, their first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, as they approached those in Yerushalayim, even people on the clock, even those who were employed and working would stand up for them, even though they would not be obligated or even be able to stand up for Talmidei Chachamim. And the concept here is that don't stand up for Talmud Chachamim on the clock, but for somebody who is doing a mitzvah right then, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata, the concept, the rationale is because they are doing the mitzvah at a proper time. It's a mitzvah that has a limited amount of time, and it is chaviv right then to do the mitzvah. It's very fond upon them. Accordingly, there is a mitzvah chiyuv to stand up for them. That is the Mishnah Bikurim, and the Bartanura expanded that to two other areas. Number one, he says that we stand up also for those who are carrying a mace, somebody who passed away, and they are carrying the body, carrying the coffin. We stand up for those who are being gomel chesed. We're not standing up for the mace, for the person who passed away, but those who are doing chesed to the mace. And similarly, or the same, we stand up for those who are carrying a baby to his bris milah. We stand up for them as well. So those were the two extensions by the Bartanura, and we got into multiple questions as well of standing up for a gabai tzedakah, as long as he's not raising funds for himself, then there would be mitzvah to stand up for him as well, according to some opinions. Some opinion says that we don't have to be makbid about this. There was an opinion bought as well that there's a mitzvah to stand for those who are organizing the Sfarim in the Beis Medrash. And we talked about how about standing up for somebody who's wearing a talis and tefillin, just like standing up for somebody who's bringing the Bikurim, also somebody's wearing talis and tefillin. And how about somebody who's osek b'Torah, somebody who's learning, is there a mitzvah or is there not a mitzvah to stand up for that individual as well? So we've talked about various mitzvahs, various permutations, some opinions saying we indeed should or even are required to stand up for one or all of those. Another opinion saying we are not makbid on it, it's not required. And that leads to our fundamental question today. This whole conversation of standing up for somebody who's osek b'mitzvah, somebody who's involved in a mitzvah, and let's leave the Bikurim aside because that's an explicit Mishnah, but how about all the other discussions that we've had, including somebody who's standing up for those carrying a mace, for somebody, for those who are doing chesed to somebody who passed away? Is there an obligation to stand up? Or is there not an obligation to stand up? So it could very well be that based on the Tashbitz Katan, there is no obligation. Because he says that it's a Midas Hasidus. A Midas Hasidus, actually, it's implied by him. He puts it in the category of a Midas Hasidus. Now, it happens to be not exactly clear the Tashbitz's opinion on this, because in another place, he says that Nira, Mikan Nira Shechai Vadam Lama Bifnei Hosei Mitzvah. He says, indeed, that it appears that there's an obligation. So the Tashbitz is not fully clear. But having said that, the Maris Gius and the Ramban, when they talked about standing up for somebody who, for those who are being osek b'mitzvah, in particular carrying somebody who passed away, their language is v'chein ra'inu chasidim ba'alei ma'isa osim. This is what we saw, chasidim ba'alei ma'isa. Those are people who really go far and wide in order to do the mitzvahs. And the strong implication there is it's not an obligation, that it is a midas chasidus, that we see the chasidim do this, but otherwise it would not be required. So that's based on the Maris Gius and also the Ramban. On the other hand, where the Kolbo and the Or Chos Chaim, if we're looking at what they wrote, they say that it's a chiyuv gamor, that chayav lama, that there's an obligation to stand up for those who are carrying somebody who passed away. So we have it this way and that way. Either it's a chiyuv standing up for somebody carrying, or those who are carrying a mace, or we have it that it's a midas chasidus. If we look at the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayos, so that the Rambam wrote a number of works. Most famous, I don't know if most famous, but probably most famous is the Mishnah Torah of the Rambam. He also wrote the Mora Nevilchim. He also wrote a commentary on the Mishnah, so is, and other things as well. So he's in commentary on the Mishnah, on that Mishnah Bikurim that talks about those who stand up when people bring the Bikurim. So those in Yerushalayim, even though they're on the clock, they're working, they stand up for them. So the Rambam explains what's the difference that those people, the Baalei Umanios, they're working, that they don't stand up for Talmidei Chachamim, and they do stand up for the people bringing their Bikurim. And the Rambam himself, in his Be'er Shem Mishnayos, says as follows, the difference is, when it comes to the Bikurim, Zeo Mishun Shemeviei HaBikurim Hem Rabim V'Kavod Tzibur Shani. It's because the people who are bringing the Bikurim are many people. They're considered a Rabim, and when it comes to Kavod Tzibur, that is different. So there's going to be an obligation to stand based on this Rambam for Kavod Tzibur. But what does that mean? The Rambam is saying Bikurim is different because it's Kavod Tzibur. That's why those who were working on the clock, they would still stand up for those bringing the Bikurim, but not for Talmidei Chachamim. Now, if we extrapolate from that concept, Kavod HaTzibur, if you have a Tzibur, if you have a Rabim, does that mean when you have a lot of people at a bris? Or maybe a Rabim is even three people. Does that mean when we're at a bris or we're at a Levaya as well? Maybe that's Kavod HaTzibur, maybe that's a lot of people. So the fact is that the Marsha explains this Rambam. And he says as follows, Dafka b'mitzvah zod debikurim hayu amdim. This is a specific, limited obligation to stand up, mitzvah to stand up when it comes to Bikurim, specifically Bikurim, and don't extrapolate to other mitzvahs that there would be an obligation or a mitzvah to stand up as well. The law be'osek b'mitzvah acheres doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. Why? Because if you look in the halachas and the mishnayos and Bikurim, it talks about standing up and those actually who would come out of the base of Mikdash or come out of Yerushalayim to greet those bringing the Bikurim, and it was the dignitaries and the gizbarim, those the officials in the base of Mikdash, they would all come out and greet the people who were bringing the Bikurim, and they would all walk in together. That was the Kavod HaTzibur. This was a really communal, national concept of greeting those who are bringing the Bikurim, going out to greet them, bringing them in. They were playing instruments and the like. Masha Enkem Ibnei Mitzvah Acheres, this would not apply to other mitzvahs, says the Marsha, and this is the Marsha's understanding of the Rambam. V'chein mipnei noseh ha-tinok la-mulo ein tzarech la-kum. And even when it comes to standing for a tinok, this is not like the Bar Tanur. The Bar Tanur expanded the concept. It applies to Bikurim, and not only does it apply to Bikurim, but it applies also to standing for those people who are holding a nifter, somebody who passed away, and also those who are walking the baby in, they are holding the baby to go to the bris, said the Bar Tanur, it applies to all them. Here we have the Marsha explaining the Rambam that this is a halacha specific to Bikurim, and it explicitly doesn't include carrying that tinok lamulo. There's no obligation to stand in that sense. It happens to be that there's a lot written on what does this Rambam mean, and there are those who disagree with this Rambam. But if we can just take a bottom line, we've had a lot of complexity and a lot of opinions. Which mitzvahs or oske mitzvah do we stand for, which do we not? And we've had numerous opinions on this. And clearly it applies to Bikurim. That's what the Mishnah talks about. And the Rambam says it applies to Bikurim because of Kavod HaTzibur. And the Marsha's explanation is because of Bikurim and only Bikurim. And the Bar Tanur, we did have him expanded also to standing at a Levayev, if those people who are walking, carrying the maize, and also at a bris. We also do have this concept of standing at the chuppah for a chasen and kala. But I think the bottom line here is that we should apply the concept, pochazi mai da'avid ama da'bar, look around and see what people are doing. And if people are makwid about standing for certain mitzvahs, then we should adhere as well. So it happens to be people do stand at a levaya when the mace is being carried, then we should stand as well. And we should stand, certainly, we don't have the opportunity to stand for Bikurim nowadays. We don't have the base of Mikdash, so the Iker mitzvah of standing for Oskei mitzvah we don't have nowadays. But the Bar Tanura seems that people do stand when there's a Levaya and the mace is being carried, and also at a bris milah, everyone seems to be standing when that baby, certainly when the baby comes into the shul, when you say kvater and the baby comes in, you look around, people are standing, and also at a chuppah, at a chasen and kala, people are standing. On the other hand, it doesn't seem to be that people stand for a gabbai tzedakah or somebody who is organizing the sfarim, and certainly not somebody who's just learning. If you're in a beis medrash, you're learning, somebody else is learning, maybe you're sitting there and thinking and pondering life. It seems that people aren't standing for those who are osek b'Torah or those who are wearing talis and tefillin. So at a minimum, we should follow what the custom of individual other people, what the custom of the tzibur is. And when we see people standing, during those specific events and times that they stand, we should at a minimum stand at those times and have in mind what we said, the concept here of standing for Oskei Torah is to inspire ourselves and others as well to do mitzvah. So it's showing the chashivos of a mitzvah that's being done. We stand for those who are Osek b'mitzvah, involved in a mitzvah. We want to inspire ourselves. We want to inspire everyone else to do mitzvahs as well. Have a wonderful day.